You into the middle of one of the busiest cities in the world, the city of lights and dreams and distractions, where a man sits down and tries to meditate, only to discover that he's sitting next to a famous actor, which is a bit distracting. Find out what happens when he achieves his stillness, and if he does, how. In Slow Movement, Everything Nothing, Harvey Keitel. It's all at 10:30 on Saturday evening.
Verdi 200. Radio 3's bicentenary celebration of Verdi's life and works continues with one of his masterpieces, a performance of Il Trovatore from Munich, with Jonas Kaufmann making his debut in the role of Manrico and Anya Hartaros as Leonora. One of Verdi's most successful operas during his lifetime and one of the most popular operas in the repertoire, Il Trovatore on BBC Radio 3, Saturday night at 7:30.
O'clock now. This is BBC Radio 3. Time for Max Reinhardt to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Oh.
glory of once and future English folk harmony supergroup Blue Murder, which when that was recorded included two Carthys, Martin and Liza, two Watersons, Norma and Mike, plus a cappella trio Coop Boys and Simpson. Welcome to Lake Junction, and a night filled with music from even more intriguingly named record labels. Well, here's a couple of tunes on the fascinating new Second Language label. In a moment, How the Moon Got Its Light from the Little Bow multi-instrumentalist duo Katie English and Kieran Phelan. But first, Piano Magic, with the tenderly haunting I Came to Your Party Dressed as a Shadow. That's a Cajun Creole song titled Comin' Sour Fay, and it's sung and performed by cellist and vocalist Layla McCullough. From her album Varicolored Songs, a tribute to Langston Hughes, which is on the Deep Blues label, Dixie Frog. Now, Layla's in the middle of a UK tour with Rin and Giddens, and both of them are on leave from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. You can catch them in Bury tomorrow night, Southport on Friday, and Glasgow on Saturday night. Perfection. In a moment, Nico Gomez and his Afro Percussion Inc. cover the Perez Prado classic Lupita in a 1971 Latin rock style. Shades of Santana, maybe? It's from their Ritual Jazz album. Ritual Jazz. It's a Belgian Latin music classic from way back, recently released on Mr. Bongo Records. But first, the Cantuas Ensemble, whom Howard Skempton has described as a breath of fresh air. They're working their magic here on a short piece by 16th century Spanish composer, poet, and indeed playwright, by the name of Juan del Encina, and it's called Hoy Comamos y Bebamos.
Thank you. ¿Qué le pasa, Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué le pasa, Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué le pasa a esta niña?
No sé.
¿Qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar.
¿Qué es lo que baila?
Su papá.
¿Qué dice su papá?
Que no.
¿Qué dice su mamá?
Que sí.
¿Qué baila esta niña?
Sí, sí.
¿Qué baila Lupita?
Sí, sí.
¿Quiere bailar?
Mambo. Sí. Sí. Sí.
¡Ah!
Mambo.
Lupita,
no sé,
¿qué le pasa, Lupita?
No sé,
¿qué le pasa a esta niña?
No sé,
¿qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar,
¿qué es lo que baila?
Su papá,
¿qué dice tu papá?
Que no,
¿qué dice tu mamá?
Que sí,
¿qué baila esta niña?
Sí, sí,
¿qué baila Lupita?
Sí, sí,
¿quiere bailar?
Mambo, sí, sí, sí.
Bien quelque chose ne soit pas ridicule. rappelle-toi la tendresse et les yeux grands ouverts. Tu ressens, je le sais, l'envie et la colère. Quand la fin nous approche, y a le feu qui nous lie. Il y a bien quelque chose, va au bout, je t'en prie.
La Route by Melis Mel. And that slice of 21st century chanson included, I think, an On Martineau somewhere in the mix. And the On Martineau, well, it's an earlier electronic instrument that's sister to the theremin. They were both developed in the 1920s, and featured on the stage of the Paris Opera during 1927. Now, here's a recent piece for theremin and tape, Kiez 19 by Russian Tatar composer Irida Yusupova. It's performed by Barbara Buchholz and Lydia Kavina.
Thank you.
Vietnamese songstress Co Ba Thin performing Goi Tu, Sending a Letter, recorded in 1931, and apparently it's an example of Hata Dao music, or the singing of songstresses, who would set love or praise poems to music for you and then sing them to the respondent of your choice. It's from the box set Longing for the Past, the 78 RPM era in Southeast Asia, and I'm not going to be able to stop myself dipping into it over the next fortnight here on Late Junction. And as it goes, now that we've played a little theremin music tonight, well, I'd certainly like to play some more. So if you've got any suggestions for theremin tunes, tweet us. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Theremin suggestions will be most welcome. More now from Arthur Russell. Treehouse, a tune that was originally a single released in 1986 on the fabled New York old school hip hop dance label Sleeping Bag.
Treehouse. Scoop it there. Scoop it there. Treehouse. Scoop it there.
Banjo.
If I find it too late, a longer warmer, longer warmer, in a school that is a treehouse.
Scoop man, scoop man.
and I will stay. Promise to say if I'm in your way. And I will stay. Promise to say if I'm in your way.
Oh, there's a version of Morrissey's You're the One for Me, Fatty, by Scottish harp and fiddle roots duo 12th Day. I wonder what the great man himself thinks of it. I don't suppose he'll tweet in. Morrissey, if you're out there, tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction. We want to know what you thought of that. Before that, an experimental klezmer outfit from British Columbia, the opposite of everything, led by fiddler and composer Jarom Freeman Fox. And they were playing a tune they call Auctioneering Everything. We've had some replies, by the way, to our requests for what theremin recordings would you like to hear on Lake Junction. Eddie Haydock says, Electricity by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, please. I think we'll be able to dig that out. And Hugh Huddy, if your washing machine really sounds better than Lake Junction, really? Anyway, here's a brief moment of contemplation away from Twitter. Nelson Gurner performing Debussy's Etude for Opposing Sonorities.
Thank you.
Well, it might surprise you to know that that was jazz guitar icon Pat Metheny on keyboards and everything but the drums, which were played by his frequent collaborator Antonio Sanchez. They were performing Hermes, and that's from the recent Metheny album Tap, John Zorn's Book of Angels, Volume 20. Before that, Khmer vocalist Mr. Salat, who was probably a female, and she or he was singing a medley of three songs with a Western brass band recorded in Cambodia around 1929. And, of course, needless to say, it was from Longing for the Past, the 78 RPM era in Southeast Asia. Check the playlist on the Lake Junction homepage for full details of all the music I'm playing tonight. In a moment, we're going to hear something from the best-named record label of the night, Folk Wit Records. It's from a CD entitled Obituaries, handed to me by guitarist-songwriter Daniel Green at the end of a Richard Dawson gig recently. But before you hear Obits, well, here's that request from Eddie Haydox. We asked for Theremin music, he asked for Captain Beefheart, Electricity. We'll be right back. Fragment C from Book 2 of Michael Finnessy's Transcriptions of Verdi Arias, performed by Ian Pace. Check the BBC Radio 3 web pages for full details of our Verdi 200 celebrations, marking the bicentenary of the birth of Giuseppe. Thanks very much to everyone who's come back to us on what theremin recordings you'd like to hear on Lake Junction. We'll see if we can dig them out. You heard Eddie Haydock's Electricity by Captain Beefheart, but there's also a request for Russia with Love from Barbara Buchholz, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and something by Johnny Greenwood. We'll see what we can do about that over the next few Lake Junctions. But somehow we've reached the end of our allotted time once again for tonight. I'm back tomorrow, but I'm going to leave you tonight with Miss Wilmot's Ghost in the company of Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. But first, another piece of urban renewal from Little Bo. Pie Magpie. Good night, and thanks for listening.
The book. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. A piano recital from Switzerland starts the programme this morning. La Chaux-de-Fonds, near the French border, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, the birthplace of Le Corbusier, and in February 2012 it welcomed Nelson Freire to its music hall for a programme ranging from Gluck via Liszt and Granados to Debussy and Prokofiev. Schumann's Arabesque in C begins, dedicated unusually not to his beloved Clara, but to an army major's wife, who supported the engaged couple in the face of Clara's father's opposition. Two episodes within the piece suggest cameo appearances by Schumann's imaginary characters Eusebius and Florestan.
Thank you.
Schumann said he expected that much of the piano music he wrote around the time he moved to Vienna in 1838 would please the ladies of the city. In fact, the one he most wanted to please, Clara, was in Leipzig. Nelson Freire played the Arabesque in C, Opus 18. Schumann's Opus 17 is this C major fantasy, which includes a quotation from Beethoven's song cycle An die ferne Geliebte, to the distant beloved, one that Schumann was to use several times in his work, code for his love for his wife, Clara.
Thank you.